Hey, Bill O'Reilly here. Welcome to the No Spin News for Tuesday, August 4th, 2020. Stand up for your country. I think you're going to enjoy this evening's broadcast. We have Sean Hannity. He's got a new book out, so he sat down with me. And it's different, that's for sure. I've known him a long time. So that's coming on up. Lead story today. Now, I got to explain what our lead story is. So, National Public Radio is not, in my opinion, trustworthy. All right? It is an organization that is uber liberal and always has been. That's the organization that fired Juan Williams, who himself is an uber liberal, as you know, because he said honestly after 9/11, you know, if I see Middle Eastern guys on an airplane, I get a little frightened. Boom, he's done. Okay? He didn't work for Fox News then, by the way, but Fox hired him shortly after NPR fired him. So the cancel culture and political correctness was going on in NPR for decades. And NPR does get a little bit of government money, which is an outrage. They shouldn't get a dime, and PBS shouldn't get a dime. If you want to give money to them, fine. But why do people like me, who don't respect the operation, don't believe it's presenting information honestly, why are you taking my tax dollars and giving it to them? Let them compete. Okay. Excuse me. Enter a poll on COVID. The only reason I'm telling you about the poll is because it's going to be cited. You're going to hear this. And you need to know how fake this is. It's outrageous. My staff did a nice job investigating this because NPR does not want you to know any of this. So they call up 1,115 adults, not likely voters, not registered voters, adults. But somehow, 45% of them are Democrat and 39% are Republican. Why? Why is there a 6-point deficit? And then independents are only 9%. Which is the lowest independent number I've ever seen in a poll. So the 45% Democrat overwhelms the Republicans and the independents. First question on the COVID. Please indicate whether you support or oppose a state law to require mask wearing in public at all times. All times. It means you could be hunting in the woods, on the beach, surfing, get out of the mask. Support or oppose? Support 76%. Come on. Come on. That's absurd. And it's not true. Oppose 21%. I mean, I saw that and I just went, I mean, that is about as misleading and as fallacious. Can you imagine 76% of Americans saying, okay, walk out of the house, you got to wear a mask. No matter what you do, you may not see anybody for 24 hours. You got to, come on. Come on. Second question. Do you support or oppose a single national strategy when schools can reopen? Support 60, oppose 33. Insane. So you're telling me in a state like Wyoming, where there's hardly any COVID at all, you can't reopen your schools until New York City does? Until LA does, Florida does, who would support that? They say 60% support it. Not true. Third question, a mandatory nationwide 2-week shelter at home order. So you can't go out of the house. 59% support, 36% oppose. So 60% of Americans, according to NPR, say, yeah, can't go out of the house. All right, you can't go. You want food? No. Your mother is hurt. You can't drive over to see her. Fourth question. Your state temporarily closing down all restaurants and non-essential businesses. Support 59, oppose 37. So let's close them all down now. Now. All right, this is not a, there's another disaster or whatever. Now. Knock out everything. Economy just collapses. Fifth question, temporary ban on travel between states. 55 support, oppose 39. That means all commerce in America stops. No trucking, no visiting, as I said, your mom or dad or your children if they're in trouble. It's unconstitutional. All this stuff is unconstitutional.
You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message.
Recession and inflation are here. Gas, housing, and everyday goods are up, way up. And you want to be ready for any situation. So what would you do if there's no food on the shelf? Arc Heirloom Seeds are here to help. Did you know 99% of seeds sold today can't reproduce? With heirloom seeds, you only have to plant once. Then you can grow year after year, giving you and your family stability and security because things are getting crazy out there. Our all-in-one seed kit provides everything you need to grow your own food. This premium seed kit has over 65 varieties, 50,000 seeds, and stores for 15 years. You'll also get our exclusive seed guide to make growing a no-brainer. Arc Seed Kits is a family-owned and operated business and the most trusted name in the nation for over 15 years. Our mandate is to get heirloom seeds into every home in America. Go to arcseedkits.com today and get free shipping by entering promo code podcast. That's arkseedkits.com, promo code podcast. Get your seeds, get prepared, get growing. arcseedkits.com.
Okay, so the virus, as I've said many, many times, and I don't want to be redundant, word of the day. I don't want to be repetitive. I'm not one of those people. All right, I try to give you a fresh perspective every day we're on the air. But COVID is really, really a tremendous factor in the presidential election. So that's why the left doesn't want any openings. They don't want anything. They want to just keep the economy moribund. All right, until after the election. So slap it on Trump. It's that Trump virus, according to Nancy Pelosi. Trump did it. Trump blew it. Trump this. Trump that. So the president has to reply to the perception that the left-wing media is putting out there, that all of this is his fault. He has to reply. And he did yesterday. Go.
The mortality rate has declined 85% from its April peak, 85% decline. On vaccines last week, we announced a $2.1 billion partnership with Sanofi and GSX to purchase and produce 100 million doses of their coronavirus vaccine. 100 million doses. This is the sixth vaccine candidate we are proactively supporting. We're supporting numerous companies that are doing very well, having wonderful results, and they're in final stages of testing.
All right, so all that's true. You can't say that the president lied, although I'm sure the Washington Post will try. You know, the death rate is declining because younger people are now getting COVID. The older people are kind of wall themselves off, but younger people are getting it and they're not dying from it. You get sick, a week later, they're better. Not diminishing the disease. I've said, in the very beginning, this is a catastrophic illness, but that's why the mortality rates are going down. The vaccine is a hope play. So the Trump administration knows if a vaccine is even announced, doesn't even have to be distributed. If it's announced, there is a vaccine that defeats the COVID virus, that the whole election turns around. Because the fear level drops, all right? Now, you may not want the vaccine. A lot of people will not take it. The media will say it's dangerous. They will say, if you take the COVID vaccine, no matter when it's developed, oh, I should amend that. If Joe Biden's president, then you can take it. But while Donald Trump is president, if you take the COVID vaccine, you will turn into a werewolf, all right? Probably not even when the moon is full. You just turn into one. That's what you're going to hear over and over. Oh, it's that, and that. They'll trot out some guy from Romania who took it, and he's like this. You know what's going to happen. Now, I'm telling you all this to try to get a little perspective. So Donald Trump knows he has to present an optimistic scenario, and so he's saying, you know, we're going to back up all the vaccines, and we're ready to go. Okay? That's what he's doing. Back in a moment with a final thought. Did you know every day is a perfect day for peace of mind? With American Home Shield Warranty, you are covered for unexpected breakdowns like leaky faucets or faulty water heaters. Choose a plan that fits your budget and rest easy knowing repairs and replacements are taken care of. Simply contact American Home Shield when an issue arises, and their trusted pros will handle it according to your coverage. Don't let worries about appliances and home systems weigh you down. Celebrate the reassurance of protection. Don't worry, be warranty. For 20% off plans, visit ahs.com/bill. For more details, see ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product is being offered is a service contract and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty, which may be provided by the home builder or manufacturer. So here's the final thought of the day. I'm getting ready here at my house to send the urchins back to school. Girl, senior in college. Boy, senior in high school. They're going back. And I'm a little, you know, I'm going to get them a hazmat suit or whatever, but I'm glad they're going back, particularly to high school. You know, kids got to be with other kids. And there is a threat, but we'll deal with it. We'll deal with it. But kids got to go back to school. They have to. We'll see you tomorrow.